there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, happy holidays. It is the Lombardi Line on the eve of Christmas Eve. Hope you're doing well. I'm Patrick Maher, live from the VSiN studios here at the South Point. On the Lombardi Line, Michael hanging out with the family, although he joined us a little earlier. He's going to be here tomorrow to talk about those Christmas Day games. Mike Pritchard hanging out. Pritch is double shifting today. He's grinding. He's the best. And then welcome into studio from behind the book here at the South Point, our buddy Vinny Malula, who shot out of a cannon today. My goodness. First off, you know I love you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, buddy.
Merry Christmas. I can tell. I'm feeling the love.
Don't give me that look.
You know?
It's have you ever, and breaking news here on VSiN, by the way, let's just do this quickly. Dalvin Cook has been added to the COVID list. Yep. So again, Rams at Minnesota. Minnesota kind of hanging in there for that 7 seed. And Minnesota right now is catching at home 3 with the Rams. Madison was the RB1 now was activated yesterday off the COVID list. Have you ever in 80 plus years of booking here in town, not to age you, have you ever experienced anything like what we're experiencing now as a bookmaker?
Pritch, first of all, let me say this. Thank God you're here to take over this in-studio portion of the show.
Don't
because
make me come
this
over
is
there.
It. See, all right?
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Yeah. It's and I know you have a tryout this afternoon as well because everybody, you got to make a comeback.
Right. You know, I have to.
Yeah. So
the answer is no, though, but, right? Like, this is
no,
insane.
No,
this is calamity.
I will say this. You know, the closest thing I would say, because so you mentioned the Rams 3-point favorite. Rams are nothing right now because we took it off the board. We're waiting. Because here's the other part about Dalvin Cook. Now, does he have to, he's going to get another test, right? At least one. You know, I mean, do you need 3 positives and 2 double
it's like
negatives?
The Da Vinci
like,
code.
What do you need?
You got to stand right? at the chalkboard like Beautiful Mind and start connecting
who's
the dots.
Who's playing? You know, Le'Veon Bell just signed with the Buccaneers, and so did my brother James down in Tampa. You know, so everybody's, you know, what it's very, very fluid. And in all seriousness, the closest thing I can remember, or and it's a completely different circumstance. Remember, years back when, you know, the last week of the season, when the morning games kicked off, we would, if the morning games impacted a playoff position or a playoff team, likelihood or not likelihood, we would take off the afternoon games. Now, in recent years, the NFL's tried to put teams that impact each other's results at the same time, and they flex the game, the times of the games and things like that. But so, and then, you know, depending on what happened in the morning, then you would repost the games, before kickoff. But this is far different, guys. I mean, we've got parlay cards printed in advance, and now it's all of a sudden, you know, we've got to do a communicate. Okay, wait a second. Now hold up on the Vikings game. The Vikings game right now is off the board, right? You may see if Dalvin Cook doesn't play in this game, you know, do you say Rams 5? Well, it's a dead number. Maybe 6 because the Rams, you know,
Certainly goes through three.
Three is, you forget the three. If you laid the three, you're in great shape right now.
You know, Vinny, I'm trying to figure out how to handle these players and their ability to test out because of the new protocols. Like, for instance, yesterday on Lombardi Line, I was talking to Dave Ross about this. As a player, if I had the flu, certainly they'd send me home. Mm-hmm. I'd go home, what have you. But then on game day, I'd get an IV and I'd be fine.
Exactly.
So with this new protocol about players being able to test out, like, how do you interpret that?
I interpret it as anything is possible. Mm-hmm. I mean, from our side of the counter, and again, what we want is for everybody to have the same information. Better and bookmaker, let's face it. I mean, there no secrets, right? As a bettor, you want to know who's in and who's out. As a bookmaker, we want to do the same. So, for instance, again, if you use this game as an example, and the Kansas City game right now is off the board as well because we're trying to determine some of the status of key players there. But I think you've got to be very fluid and literally say, you know what, we have to take a timeout. We got to hold up on this game because you just don't know what the number is. I mean, the other game, look, the Saints. The Saints are now.
I was going to ask you that. Can I set you up on this?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Because you, and this is much bigger because as far as direct impact on a number across the four majors, nothing matters more than the quarterback position, as you've explained many times. And if you just want to take a look as far as implied impact on the number, Rodgers is one, and then you start spidering from him. Now we get to quarterbacks, and the quarterback position certainly has a direct impact. Vinny just brought up New Orleans. How do you adjust the number from Taysom Hill, Trevor Siemian, both on the list.
Right.
If you're just joining us, both on the list. And then Ian Book about to make his first start. I don't know how you booked that, Vin.
Right. And again, you're going, you know, so right now that game is literally on hold as well because you have to. Right? I mean, we had it three. And again, oh, let's, by the way, it's another game with the key number, right, of three in the NFL. So the same thing with the Rams-Vikings game. So right now, it's so fluid. You look at how well the Saints performed in Tampa the other night. Terrific game by them. Serviceable by all accounts in terms of Taysom Hill, right? No doubt about it. But there's a big drop off between him and Book, who's never started before.
literally have no information.
Going against the Dolphins, who are who have resurrected themselves and are hot. And so there's, again, the quarterback position is the most important and most impactful to the number. But then you got the ripple effect of other COVID issues. And to your point as well, Pritch, you just don't know because what are the new protocols, really? Does anybody really know what the new protocols are?
Don't ask, don't tell.
Right? Yeah, that's really what
And if you're a player, you're not going to tell. Listen, if you're a vaccinated player, are you going to say, look, test me? No,
nobody's
going to. It's not going to happen.
Right.
Right? So, this is going to be a situation that bettor and bookmaker alike are going to have to deal with for probably the rest of the season.
Well, I know you're doing a lot of complaining. I will say, when I visited your house, there's a reason he has a 6-car garage, because while he has to deal with big decisions, he's also very rich.
Let's not forget the carport as well. So
the other decision I ran over your punchline. The other decision is on Christmas.
Such a professional.
I don't know if you're getting Mayfield back. Again, it's so nebulous. Green Bay, you're sitting 7.5. Again, the key number is three, but once we get up to seven, you go through seven, you're starting to talk about that hook being there, and right now everybody's got the hook. Are you sitting with Green Bay laying 7.5?
Yeah, here's the other thing, Patrick. It's a good point, important point you bring up, besides the garage part. The Packers, we opened them 8. What movement quicker? So we went to 7.
Right, under the assumption.
And then now back to 7.5. Because the other part of this is you're going to move numbers a little bit quicker, and depending on the number, maybe even a lot quicker. And then, you might move even more so. Typically an 8 to 7.5, right, in a situation. Now, 8 to 7, well, wait a minute. Why? In the back of your mind now, is this a COVID issue? Does somebody know? So is it what you're constantly? We have supervisors back there right now that are just, their job right now is to check the injury reports. I mean, we check them all the time, but even before alerts come up, you're looking. at team sites. You're trying to just gather
digging
as much information.
Digging through the blogs
You know, you're trying to, you know, to determine, again, who is in and who isn't. But again, quicker line movement is certainly going to be more prevalent.
We have a COVID tracker. Quickly want to let you know, we have a COVID tracker up at VSiN.com. And Pritch and Vin, we never, Vinny, you can tell me if you ever saw line movement like we saw with Cleveland hosting Vegas. Literally that morning, under the assumption that Mayfield was going to play, it was three Cleveland, closed the other way three.
We had
two and a half.
When we opened that game last week, I want to make sure I get, you're going to love this.
The chart is crazy on that line.
We opened Cleveland six up on the, you know, that Monday of that week, which don't forget, now some folks put them up on Sunday night. So six, there was a point in at midweek, the Raiders were four. I mean, you're
that's a 10-point swing.
You're looking at, what the, you know, I mean, so yeah, I mean, it's almost like Keno.
You know, we talk about quarterbacks and the value there, but what about the combination of quarterback and center as we're focusing in on the Browns and the Packers? J.C. Treader, by the way, the NFLPA president for the players, he's tested positive for COVID.
I think offensive line, Pritch, we've talked about this. There is we've had to do a better job on our side of the counter in recent years to really pay close attention to offensive line injuries. No bigger example than the Super Bowl last year with the Kansas City Chiefs, right? With two members of the offensive line out of the game. Look, so center touches the, you say, well, the quarterback's involved in every play. Well, even the center's even involved in the Wildcat.
Sure.
So, no question that's something that we've had to get a better handle on in recent years. So it's an important point.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about Nick Mullins as a quarterback. And, as far as protection schemes, who's going to call those out? Is it going to be Mullins or is it going to be Treader? But Treader's not going to be available, perhaps.
Well, and then the inflection, right? The tone. I mean, especially if there's, if there's a change in audible at the line, things like that. You know this so much better than I in terms of those little nuances that add up to much bigger ramifications.
And I have a couple of Cowboys fans, Pritch, get your take on this really quickly. They keep on telling me, they're like, you can talk about the wide receivers, you can talk about whatever you want. When Smith isn't there at left tackle, this team is completely different. Dak completely, it's just a completely different outlook for them.
Sure. I mean, I think the value on players, I mean, quarterback's certainly at the top of the list, but you have to factor in left tackle, edge rusher, and defensive back.
And now, somehow we've got coaches in the mix. Does Stefanski throw the ball on third and two as opposed to the special teams coordinator who's ultimately making that decision? I'm going to tease that. When we come back, I want to see what Pritch thought of the run to Chubb. I think it's getting unfairly bashed. We'll come back and get the answer on that. Plus, with all the COVID news, we haven't even got into San Francisco and Tennessee. Vin is here from behind the book, of course. We'll see where South Point's sitting with San Francisco. Most books have it 3, although I'm seeing the juice, Vinny, jump up a little bit. Could we be headed to 3.5? We'll find out as we continue along here on the Lombardi Line. Vinny Maliulo, Mike Pritchard, I'm Patrick Maher. Come on back.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, Brent, thank you. We've got the new prop tracker now available, VSiN.com. Keep up on your key NFL props there. Of course, what are you looking for? MVP, head coach, rookie of the year? It's all there. Check out prop tracker, betting splits, key trends. It's all just bookmark the site. I'm telling you, VSiN.com/NFL. Okay. Lombardi Line here on a Christmas Eve. He's Mike Pritchard. Of course, Vinny Maliulo in studio. Michael's hanging out with the family. I'm Patrick Maher. So a couple things. One, that was a really fun segment because I think what's important is as new bettors in particular, Pritch and Vinny, they think like the books have secrets or the books are manipulating things in some way. What Vinny, who's been literally doing this his whole entire life out here in Vegas, explained to you right there is you're dealing with the calamity too. Like,
sure.
This is something that it's not like you have a secret recipe behind the book. No. You're trying to juggle. Maybe you can use the Cowboys number as an example.
Yeah, again, full disclosure, we want to know who's playing, who's not playing, just like and I want the bettors to know. I want it to be, you know, absolutely square and straight up for everybody. That's what we strive for. That's integrity, right? When you want it. Now, do some people garner and obtain information ahead of time? Sure. You know, I mean, it's a quest for information. Some people call it a battle for information. You're trying to do that. But you know what? When everybody knows the same thing, have at it. And you know what? We go about booking. You go about betting. So again, it's just trying to determine. And again, as I mentioned in the previous segment, numbers moving much quicker too. This Cowboy game, where you're seeing now 10.5, the Cowboys favored at 10.5 on Sunday night, which will be, don't forget, it's the Sunday night game. You know,
Heinicke out of protocol, by the way.
Yeah, so now he's out of protocol, right? So now, but he still, I believe, has to pass a test and things like that. Game opened 10, went to 11, come back now to 10.5. So again, the games will tend to move, especially early in the week. You know, quicker. You got to be much more fluid, and again, constantly try to obtain what's happening in this game. Don't forget, it's the Sunday night game, the game I always refer to as the G game. G standing for gravy, if you've had a great day, or the get out game, if you're saying, listen, man, it's been rough today. I've got to get out. So you're going to get involved. And everything that's alive goes to this game and then to Monday night.
I used to, when I first started, we used to go to the Ford dealership to pick up the money or drop off the money. That's where the bookie was. And trust me, when I was a kid, I was dropping off.
I love stories about colleagues.
Yeah, these colleagues running numbers at the Ford plant. Trust me. They were on a different level. But they would just say, don't chase, kid. Don't chase, kid. At Monday night, don't chase, kid. Don't chase, kid. And I always chase. Pritch, I wanted to ask you. So, again, maybe that came off the 11 down to 10.5 with the Heinicke news coming up Sunday night with the Cowboys in Washington in town. Washington needs it to keep their season alive. I want to circle back to Monday night with Cleveland and that third down call. That could be the postseason for them. Run the ball on fourth down call, as opposed to trying to get throw the football. Did you have a huge issue with that, or were you okay with relying on Chubb in that situation?
You know, did I have a huge issue? No. Considering the circumstances, I think the earlier down success should have been paramount for Cleveland, understanding like, okay, if we get one first down, this game's over. But you didn't have Stefanski out there.
That's right.
You had Van Pelt out there. And so I think from a play-calling standpoint, you know, you're going to be handcuffed there. because play callers and coaches like that, I mean, what separates coaches is the awareness of situations and being prepared for them. Like when there's sudden change out there, is a team ready for that sudden change on a turnover, or do they have to go through their playbook and, okay, let's just call a safe play until I can get a sequence going? So I think earlier in that sequence of plays right there for the Browns, if they would establish themselves that way, they could have called anything on fourth on third down there.
And I brought it up because Stefanski was asked about it, and he said it, he didn't want to comment on that, which means he was throwing the play caller under the bus. However, Vinny, I also brought it up because Stefanski could be the difference there as far as a point spread. But then you take a look, you're like, well, Sean Payton, nobody's more important to their team than Sean Payton. They had the best game of the year when he was chilling on the sidelines and they shut out the Bucs in Tampa.
You know, again, you know, hindsight, right? We know, you know, is hindsight 20/20? It's probably x-ray vision when you start looking at some of these things. But I think if nothing else, maybe there was an opportunity to say, look, we're not really having as much success inside. Maybe you go outside, right, and try to stretch it a little bit. I was a little surprised. I wasn't surprised that they ran there. I was a little surprised, though, that he tried to run off tackle instead of maybe trying to get to the outside, because it looked like they were prepared for that. But there's no question you've also got to, when you're handicapping, and then as a bookmaker, you know, and in that case, wasn't so much the in-game at that point. It actually was, because they were still a slight favorite, you know, on the money line at that point, the Brownies, right? You've really got to try to read who are the better coordinator, who's the better staff. Mm-hmm. Now more than ever, because coaches are being eliminated
foundation.
From
You're
games.
Looking for foundation
where
too.
Is there some consistency? Right. And a coordination of staffs, right? And probably when you start looking at staffs where there's been some turnover, then that's where you're going to probably have a little bit more trepidation for sure.
The Browns are probability-wise with 10% implied probability to make the postseason. With that, if they won, figure out Vegas as well. Like, that's another one, right, Pritch, where it's just like they look dead. They turn around, and Derek Carr had a little juice in him and came back. Anyway. 3 tonight. Did you want to follow up, Pritch?
I mean, just thinking about where the Browns are, I mean, how do you judge the Browns? Because, like you said, if they convert, they get a first down. They're in first place in that division right now.
As opposed to being completely out of the mix.
Sure. Do you devalue them because of the situation? Certainly going up against the Packers, though, but their chances of making the playoffs as well.
It's desperation. Mm-hmm. And so you know the motivation's going to be there, Vinny.
Yeah.
Tonight. So you're sitting 3. I mentioned the number potentially going to 3.5.
Right.
But there's 2 big questions for Tennessee. It's not just the running back. We know Derrick Henry's been out. Will A.J. Brown play? Will, with the hammy, Antonio Brown play? Julio Jones play, who re-aggravated it last week? These are big questions for a bookmaker.
Well, there's no doubt. And again, once again, look at the number, the key number. And here's the other part here. So at South Point, again, this is a matter of practice, right? And just a preference here. We don't move the money on 3. So it's not like, you know, the 49ers are going to go to -3, -15.
You don't adjust juice.
No, we opened this game 3.5. Chrissy Andrews, the director here on Monday, opened the game 3.5. They took the 3.5. We sit at 3. So now, typically, it takes more as a bookmaker, if you're inclined to not move the juice on 3, that you're going to move the number, you want to sit a little bit longer too, okay, and not necessarily toggle as much between 3 and 3.5 or 3 and 2.5 and things like that. But what you also want to do, again, with the dynamics that we're talking about, is absolutely, here's a game that is today. It's from prime time. We've got a few hours. You're evaluating the game, Niners run game against the Tennessee run defense, right? That's where you start, just like a handicapper. But again, trying to determine who is and who is not going to play in this game is going to be critical. But right now, sitting at 3, and the Niners as $1.60 favorite. So they did take $1.60 and $1.50 on the Titans, and that's why the Niners, they took 3.5 as well. So right now, more money coming in, or has come in, I should say, on the Titans so far, but that could change very much depending on further reports.
You're going to need the 49ers tonight? Is that what you're telling me?
So far, but that could change. You know, we've
Pritch is on the 49ers. And mm-hmm. so is Lombardi joined us. He's on the 49ers. That's why I was wondering, do you think you're going to close three, or do you think it'll get gobbled up if you go to 3.5?
Well, again, it did. They did take the 3.5 initially. So, you know, the thought. But again, I think what also, Patrick, is if we get more. You mentioned, you know, the wide receiver situation for the Titans. If that doesn't improve between now and this afternoon and kickoff, then yeah, you'll probably see some more 49er money.
We've been using the term identity, and Pritch said coming into this is, I really enjoyed this. He said he knows the 49ers identity right now. Yeah. He has no clue on the Titans. Take a look at the total. Pritch, 44.5. We're just talking about pacing here. It is, like I mentioned, it is strength on strength. The 49ers are going to want to continue to run the football, yeah. and the Titans have been stout against the run, second overall in football. Do you have thoughts on that total?
I do. You know, I think Lombardi was talking about the under mm-hmm. on this situation there. I mean, if this is a possession game, and if it truly is strength on strength, the 49ers rushing the football versus the Titans and their ability to stop the run, then certainly you can look at the under mm-hmm. situation there. What makes it difficult, I think, for any team to kind of move away from another team in a big way in terms of a point differential or score even, is the fact that there is some familiarity to the systems, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know, the wide zone scheme and the cross motion, the blocking, all that. I mean, the Tennessee Titans kind of do that too. So it's going to be will on will, but I just factor in identity so heavily because when you can perfect something and you know what you're doing, then a lot of times you can do that at a high level.
Yeah, and current form, right? Niners playing well. Have a terrific season on the road, and the Titans have struggled lately. So,
you're a wonderful man. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys. All the viewers and listeners out there, appreciate it. Well done.
Keep when you going. Leave, I'm going to ask Pritch to tell me what your identity is.
Thank you.
We're going to talk behind your
I'll
back.
Stay.
No.
Josh, I'm busy.
Back. Lombardi line.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, if you missed any part of the show or anything on the VSiN schedule today, don't forget to check out our free sports betting podcast. So this is key. I'm a big podcast person, and this made my life easier when it comes to VSiN. So go to vsin.com/podcast, catch replays of all the shows, or download and listen on your own schedule. So whether it's Beating the Book with Gil Alexander, Market Insights with Josh Applebaum, plus we've got Hardwood Handicappers, JVT, Lombardi Line Now. You can find it wherever you find your podcast. They're all free and available, vsin.com/podcast. Market Insights is the podcast, vsin.com/podcast. And Josh Applebaum is the host. He is the author of The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. He's also the co-host and the partner of my partner today, Pritch. So I'm a little jelly, betting across America. The truth is, hi, Josh, and happy holidays. Before you joined, Pritch said, oh, gosh, not this guy again.
Why is he saying that?
No, I'm just playing. What's cracking, Josh? How you feeling today?
Oh, I'm feeling great. My two favorite people here, Pritch and Patrick, is as good as it gets here, guys. But and yeah, Pritch, I'm sorry you're going to have to deal with me again later this afternoon. But hey, we'll make through with it. We'll get through with it.
Hey,
but,
Josh, hold on. Before you get into that, you're a new homeowner. And Elise, who you're the luckiest guy on the planet, I know your fiance, she's amazing. Do you two have big plans in the new crib for the holidays?
So we're going through all this COVID stuff. We're going to visit my parents. They're making us do the PCR test with the other tests. So we got to deal with all this. It's a bit of a headache here, Patrick. But fingers crossed, everyone's clear. We're going to go to Western Massachusetts, do Christmas with the fam. But we're going to wake up in our house for the first time, do presents. So I'm pretty excited. And Patrick, by the way, you and I co-hosting Lombardi Line tomorrow. Let's get after it. Christmas Eve.
Yes, I'm excited to see you again, Josh. Hey, by the way, is Baker Mayfield eligible to come to your Christmas party?
Ooh, I don't know. We're going to have to double-check his status. I don't know about that.
I'm just confused as to who's in, who's out. Okay, Josh, let's get a market update, and we'll get into some of these games specifically.
Yeah, so first off, guys, big football day, big basketball day. Let's start off with Thursday night football here, San Francisco and Tennessee. So right off the bat, before even looking at the numbers and the movement and everything, I think it's an ultimate buy low, sell high type play. Public is all over San Francisco tonight. Can't blame them. 49ers really turned their season around. They're 6-2, their last eight. They've won two straight. You beat Atlanta 31-13, cover the nine. On the flip side, Titans started great this year, 8-2, but they've struggled here as of late, kind of those injuries catching up to them. 1-3 their last four. You lose to Pittsburgh 19-13 and don't cover the one there. So really, guys, aside from a buy low, sell high spot, I think you're getting some late movement and some respected money, believe it or not, hitting Tennessee here. A lot of these books open, 49ers laying 3 or 3.5. Early in the week, you saw this line get all the way to 4. But over the last 48 hours, it's all been buyback on Tennessee. Any plus 4s, any plus 3.5s brought this line back down to 3. It is juiced up, though, back toward the 49ers. So if you like Tennessee here, I would wait out for a hook. You may get the 3.5 when, you know, public comes home from work and says, hey, give me the Niners tonight. You might have that late money hit this back up to 3.5. On the flip side, you like the Niners, 3 is probably going to be the best number that you get. But a lot of matches here on Tennessee, guys, aside from buy low, sell high and contrarian in a heavily bet game, you'll get primetime dogs this year, 58% ATS. The coaching angle, Vrabel as a dog this year, 5-2 ATS, 17-11 as a dog ATS in his career, 61%. On the flip side, Shanahan, 13-23 ATS as a favorite, only 36%. So I'm going to wait out for the hook, see if I can get Tennessee plus 3.5. And guys, I'm thinking about teasing this total up and taking the under. 44.5 up to 50.5. You could also maybe tease up Tennessee if you wanted, 3-9. It only goes through one key number, but you're giving yourself a little more wiggle room. A lot of line freeze action to the under, guys. We have about 80% of bets at BetMGM on the over, expecting a high-scoring game. But that number opened 44.5. It stayed 44.5. It hasn't moved at all, which tells me that the books don't want to jack it up to give a better number to contrarian bettors. You look at these primetime unders since November 1st. They're 24-13, 65%. You also look at non-conference unders this year, 42-28, 60%. So I'd either hold out for the hook with the Titans, 3.5, or maybe tease up the Titans, tease up that total, take the under.
And by the way, just as we came back from break, three more books went to 115 on the juice, Josh. So I do think now, whether it's temporary, I think we're going to see a 3.5. And that's what I'm holding out for. Pritch and Lombardi are both going 49ers 3. And I came in feeling good about the Titans. So now I'm feeling maybe going the other way. But Josh, I think we may see a 3.5 pop up here.
Yeah, and you kind of see this on game day, you know, again, people coming home from work, people maybe not, you know, thinking about this game, but want to have some action. What are you going to do on a primetime game? You're going to take that favorite, especially, again, with San Francisco playing so well and Tennessee struggling. And little experiment, guys. And Patrick, just what you mentioned, juice is going back to San Fran, may get to 3.5, but let's see how quickly it gets to 3.5. Like, if you like the Titans and it gets to 3.5, but only for a short bit, and then it gets snapped up and comes back down, that will be a good sign. If it goes 3.5 and hangs there for a while, then, hey, there may not be as much of a buyback. But, Patrick, I'll ride with you. I'm on Tennessee tonight.
You know, from a line movement standpoint, too, what you said, Josh, about the teaser situation makes a lot of sense. I mean, if there's some sharp action on the Titans with the hook there, I mean, go ahead and tease up the Titans, tease up that total as well, and play the under.
Yep. Yeah, I'm right there with you, Pritch, and you've done a great job with your teasers this year. And again, I think we're all programmed to go through multiple key numbers, but we're also programmed to want to cash some tickets. So a perfect example would be, you know, Seattle against the Rams the other day. They were plus 7, didn't cover the 7, but if you teased them up, they lost by 10, you would have covered that number. So again, even if you're only one key number, a little more wiggle room. I think Vrabel gets his team up here in a kind of nobody believes in us type of game.
Yeah, and again, if you are teasing up Tennessee, you are going through the 3 officially. You're going through the 6. You're going through the 7. So those are important numbers to go through, as always. Yeah, Pritch has been killing it with the teasers this year. I feel like on Sunday when I come in, I ask him, he throws me a tease, and then I low-key bet it on the side, and he's been you've been killing it with the teases.
Yeah, you know, I want to get off of them, though. I want to get more experience with picking sides, you know, certainly, because teasers are getting expensive, too. I mean, depending on where you shop, you're playing up a little bit there. So they're comfort, though, and then a lot of experienced bettors that I know, who I grew up with out here in Vegas, I call them the teaser syndicate. So they do very well.
Well, teasers as well. Specialization, as you just mentioned, and Josh, we've talked about this a lot. When you're betting college hoops or college football, pick a conference, specialize for a year. Sometimes that narrow focus can help you. And then I know a lot of bettors that just bet totals. And so, speaking of totals, let's come back to this. If you were to bet it, you would tease it up to that 50.5. Thoughts on the 44.5? Do we move off of it?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, the fact that you have such heavy betting on the over, yet it hasn't moved, you know, maybe it ticks up to 45 here later in the day, but kind of tells me on a short week, and again, Tennessee kind of playing this run the ball, chew up the clock type of situation. Also another big injury here with San Fran, Elijah Mitchell, their top running back. He's going to be out. Now, you got some injuries here on Tennessee with Saffold and Taylor Lewan being out, but also they could get A.J. Brown back, which could definitely benefit them. So we'll see how this thing goes, Patrick, but regardless of teasing it up or down, I mean, you do have a lot of primetime unders, non-conference unders, and again, 80% of bets on the over, yet the line won't move. I'm just afraid of maybe a 47, 45. You lose it by a couple points, which is why, you know, teasing this time of year, especially to me, give yourself a little more comfort.
I just know I want to be a part, or at least get in a text thread with the teaser syndicate.
You need an official invite here. It's an exclusive group.
Where's my teaser syndicate invite, Chris?
Okay. Well, I got to check with everybody because I don't know. They're kind of tight knit, man. I mean,
tell them I'm cool.
Okay.
All right. Applebaum, he can't get in, but I'll be like Danny Zuko from Greece with my teaser syndicate jacket on. College hoops or football, Josh? Last thoughts as we got a couple of minutes here.
Yeah, real quick thoughts, guys, on the bowl games tonight. Number one, if you want to fade the MAC, that's been kind of a very simple thing to do this bowl game season, betting against these MAC-tion teams. And today, your example would be North Texas. Now, we're seeing a lot of movement toward North Texas. This was a spot where you really wanted the Mean Green at +3. But guys, I'm seeing a lot of late action coming their way. A lot of these books are, you know, opened around Miami laying 3. It's now down to 2.5, but I see 1.5s. I see 1s out there, guys. This thing is really falling toward North Texas. And this Mean Green team, guys, huge turnaround for them. They opened 1-6. Kind of feel like, okay, our season's over, but they've then won 5 straight. They beat UTSA, who was ranked at the time 45-23. North Texas is fourth in America in rushing yards per game. And also a system I like, a dog versus a team who missed a bowl game the previous year. That would match with North Texas. That's 58% ATS. So I'll bet against the MACtion, and I'm loving this late movement. You don't love it if you missed the 3 and now it's down to 1, 1.5, but it's just further evidence here that a lot of money coming in on the Mean Green. I'll go North Texas here.
By the way, did you see, so Ian Book potentially could be starting on Monday night, Pritch and Josh. That total's 38. That total just dipped down to, this is like 2000 with the Ravens. Like, that you don't generally see sub 40 totals, Josh, but we've now just 37.5 circa just went to with Miami, New Orleans coming up on Monday.
Yeah, and guys, when we were betting on sports back in the day, I mean, you saw some 38s, 39s. Really, you don't see it anymore. But just kind of goes to show you, you know, Tua, obviously, we know who don't get Michael Lombardi going on his day off. But, you know, sometimes you get some of these lower scoring games. But with Book coming in there, let's see how far this thing falls. I'd be thinking about maybe the same thing of teasing this total up, taking the under. But Dolphins were in a really good spot when they were +3, a team that's really kind of turned it on here as of late. So maybe this could be a Dolphins tease up, you know, pick to 6. And I'm not a huge teaser guy by nature, guys, but I think this time of year, we kind of know who's good and who isn't. And if you can kind of just pad your bets here a little bit, I think there's more value to teasers late in the season than maybe early in the season.
A great holiday gift is the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. For advanced bettors, for bettors just getting into it, make sure you go check it out. Amazon right now. Josh is the author. Market Insights is the pod. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, guys. Syndicate. The first rule about the Syndicate Club, there is no Syndicate Club.
No, you're not. Hey, Jack, you're not invited. When we come back, Baltimore-Cincinnati. I'm getting Pritch's take on that one next.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Tis the 7 days of parlays. BetMGM is celebrating the holidays, delivering parlay, delivering the parlay special. It's one game parlay. Go check it out. It's pretty cool. They've got a bunch of one game parlay specials right there. BetMGM.com. Download the BetMGM app. If you're a sports fan, you're automatically on the nice list at the King of Sportsbooks. Not registered for BetMGM. It's simple. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Get in the parlay spirit at BetMGM, BetMGM.com. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Again, if you have a gambling problem, it's 1-800-GAMBLER. Just flashed in my eye down in the corner as we welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I'm Patrick Maher. He's Mike Pritchard, who's double shifting. He'll be on after us here. Defensive Player of the Year. We were talking about the prop tracker earlier. Who do you have, Mike Pritchard, Defensive Player of the Year? Because some of the big dogs,
yeah,
whether it's Watt, missed games, all of a sudden Micah Parsons is in the mix. Who's Mike Pritchard's Defensive Player of the Year?
That's a great question. Micah Parsons is phenomenal, to be honest with you. A great, great player, just starting his career for sure. You can make a case in Aaron Donald. He's always going to be Defensive Player of the Year. You know, I kind of lean towards T.J. Watt, though,
yeah,
even though he missed some games. Well, he's about 16 sacks. Is he there yet?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's really crazy. And
Myles Garrett's had a great year.
Sure. Myles Garrett, we'll see about his groin injury, though. But no, he's a force. That's a toss up to me right now. I don't know who's yours.
When you let me just follow up on the groin. When you hear, as a professional athlete, when we hear, like, for example, the hammy, when I heard Julio Jones, just because you hear so much repeatedly, when it's a hammy, it's never going to go away during the season. What injury jumps out at you where you're just like, okay, he's not going to be good for the rest of the year?
A hamstring. I mean, it happened to DeAndre Hopkins, too. I think once you start pulling the hamstring, that's going to stick with you your entire career.
Yeah.
It is really hard to get over. It's really difficult to get through. And it's really difficult to heal completely, especially during the season, like you mentioned. I mean, you want an entire offseason. And then even with an offseason, it's not guaranteed that you're going to be healthy for the next season because of the hamstring situation. So hamstrings are always troublesome. The groin injury can be severe, too, at times. But the hamstring, at least for me as a receiver, that was something I wanted to stay away from.
And to answer your question, it may be Garrett. It may be Watt. It might be the rookie in Parsons. The best defensive player in the league, it's not even close, as Aaron Donald.
Right.
I mean, when you watch the rant, he's constantly chipped. There's sometimes three guys on him. He's a back on him as well, obviously. Aaron Donald's just a different – he's an all-time great.
He is. He is. He wrecks an offense. I mean, I played with the great Cortez Kennedy.
Yeah.
And Aaron Donald – just think of the Cortez real quick. But I mean, Aaron Donald's like the polar opposite of that in terms of body type and muscle and all that. But Cortez was just a freak of an athlete.
Cortez Kennedy was a freak.
Oh, he was. Imagine, I was just thinking about if he had the body type of an Aaron Donald. I mean, we would have talked about Cortez, even though
Cortez
he's great.
Looked like he liked to eat a little bit.
Well, so we had him and Sam Adams up in Seattle.
Yeah.
And the nicknames, I don't know, you remember Klondike and Snow, the polar bears?
Yes, I do.
That's what their nicknames were. So, I mean, not the guys that spent a lot of time in a weight room, that's for sure, but great, great, great players.
Who is just the biggest freak you've ever played with? It doesn't matter. Cortez is a good example of where you just wouldn't, again, Aaron Donald's completely chiseled. Mm-hmm. He looks like it's almost like I always point to is the standard of just like the way he looked, even coming out of high school. Jadeveon Clowney has always been just this marvel to look at aesthetically. Who's the guy you came up with or you played with where it's just like he's just an athletic freak?
Deion Sanders.
Deion
was ridiculous. People don't know this about Deion. Deion, I mean, we think about Bo Jackson and Nike, you know, all this campaign that he had, and amazing athlete and certainly sculpted. But Deion Sanders was that way too. I mean, the guy really took care of his body and took care of his situation as an athlete. And he was a freak. I mean, he could play the game as fast as he wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, if he needed to be 4-1, he was 4-1. If he needed to slow down his game, he did that. But he had the long arms too. You know, you're talking about a 6'2" cornerback who could run a 4-2, legitimate 4-2. And so the confidence level that he had and what he would do to you at the line of scrimmage with his length, I mean, it was impossible to beat the guy.
And he's an island. You could leave him alone. Sure. The technique was better than he ever got credit for.
Right.
Makeup speed was ridiculous.
And could hit when he wanted to as well.
He could get busy. I have to ask you, so 3 straight losses by the Ravens, Pritch. And so finally now the Bengals look like, as far as probability, look like they're the favorites. 46% chance to win the North, okay, which makes them the new favorites in division. But they can't get too comfortable. Right behind them at 29% implied probability to win that division, the Ravens. Well, we've got these two this weekend. The Baltimore Ravens are at Cincinnati, and this number opened 2.5. It's jumped up to 3. We're still undecided as far as the Ravens at quarterback, but I think you're feeling pretty good, even if it is Huntley, specifically going into his third start. But he's played very well. Huntley, like Heinicke, has made himself a lot of money.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think people are looking forward to watching Huntley for sure in the league. Now, the thing about this game, I thought the Bengals blew it with 3 home games in a row. They lose 2 of them. But they've handled their business against the teams in their division, though. I give the Bengals a lot of credit for that. And then the big victory on the road against the Broncos. So confidence back on the side of the Bengals. On the Ravens' side, okay, look, we've had injury situations all year long. We've overcame that. We're still in a position to make the playoffs. Now we got this COVID breakout that's happening right now and ravaging the defense for the Ravens. So Huntley is one end of the story. The other end of the story is defensively for the Ravens. Who's going to play defense for this football team? And I'm talking about the depth as well as the fact that, okay, do we have starters to take the field? Okay, we have starters. What about the backups, though? And that means special teams. So the COVID situation, I think, can affect the Ravens in 2 phases of the game here against the Bengals.
A team hasn't been decimated. You can even just look at what the Ravens have been dealing with, like Humphrey out. Mm-hmm. It looks like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they're going to be missing the safety as well, Chuck Clark. So he was placed on the reserve list. The other starting quarterback
is on the COVID list too.
Westry, the other starting quarterback, he's COVID. Mm-hmm. The safety backup, COVID. So, again, all these teams are dealing with it right now. But this is... it's the one division in football where all 4 still have a chance to win it.
right. And so we're talking to Vinny earlier. I mean, these players might have that situation where they can test out of it, right? And so they're going to be available. But in the meantime, you're not practicing. You're not going and over and rehearsing the game plan and getting ready for a game that way physically. So from a mental standpoint, if these guys are going to be available and the mental preparation is there for a football team, okay, look for continuity. You know, how much continuity is on the side with the Ravens. And then familiarity, too. Therefore, you look at this number, it's indicative of that, I think. The Bengals laying 3 at home. I love the Bengals, though, in the situation just because of the playmakers, Higgins, Boyd, and Chase, and Burrow, and Mixon. I mean...
Yeah, you were talking about the weapons that Burrow has. Burrow... who the conversation comes down to him and obviously the freak in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. But I love Burrow. I love his deep ball. I love his confidence. And he does not have an offensive line. I mean, he gets crushed consistently.
Yeah, there's pressure. And then when they're weak in there, too, with injuries or whatever, I mean, really you can see the matchup issues that they would have. But looking for that offensive line to hopefully stay healthy down the stretch here. The Bengals were a great spot. We talked about it on Betting Across America in terms, I think they were plus 350 to win a division. This was a few weeks ago as the Ravens were starting to fall apart. You know
what that reminds me of? I just, as you just said that, it brought it up. you know, last week, Brady was a minus 175 to win the MVP. Mm-hmm. Now over at BetMGM, he's plus 135. Rodgers is plus 165. This is becoming a two-horse race, and it's getting tight right now.
It really is. I mean, several weeks ago, you wouldn't even thought of Rodgers being an MVP, right? I mean, but, you know, from an MVP standpoint, I'm holding out hope for Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, still, there it is.
Because I think, the narrative will grow for him. And in particular, a big game against the Cardinals, as we know, and what the Colts do. I mean, they run the football, and Jonathan Taylor is a big part of that for sure. So I'm hoping that narrative continues to build momentum for JT.
You know, identity is where we started the show with mm-hmm. the Colts. And again, I'll set up the number, but quickly, they have an identity. They turn you over. They run the football and they turn you over. That could work moving forward.
They don't deviate from that. And I think they're built for a Super Bowl run. Now, the quarterback is another story, though. I need to see more from Carson Wentz.
They are essentially a pick 'em coming up on Christmas at Arizona.
Okay.
Early lean.
I would tease up the Colts.
See, you said you just you lied to me, Pritch, on the holidays. You just told me you're getting away from the teases.
I want to, but I can't.
All right. Well, are you going to couple it with the total? You're going to go up or down with the 49?
I could find a partner. I still have time to find a partner there. Yeah, but no, I would look to tease up the Colts.
Tonight, you're laying the 3.
I am. I already bet it.
You bet it yesterday. That was smart because yeah. I think we may see a 3.5. So Pritch got out in front of it with the 3. It's still sitting on most boards. San Francisco laying 3, and you got a total of 44.5. Thank you, Pritch. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you, everybody behind the glass as well. Pritch is coming up next. We'll see you next time here on the Lombardi Line.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.